If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It did seem like a lot of the focus here was to find someone to reach Lamar, to invigorate Lamar, to find him, right? I mean, that's sort of what we're talking about here. I'm not saying that it was like, or they chose a quarterback over the coach. It's not like that. It's just which coach can come in and get the absolute most that just had a weird year and a year where a lot of people in the building were wondering, like, is Lamar okay? What's wrong with him? How can we get to him? The goal for the new leader of the organization is to find someone who can get the absolute most of their superstar talented quarterback.
Would have liked getting into that with Sal, too, but we had other things. That's Ian Rappaport on the Ravens. To your calls in a bit here shortly, 803-0550. One quick addition to the conversation we just had about what could happen with the schedule next week. And Sal looked this up, and I just checked it as well. The last 5 years, there's been only one divisional round game, so next week, where it was not the one seed on the Saturday. And that's Taron Johnson. The Bills and the Ravens were on a Saturday night
right
during COVID, and the Chiefs were the one, and they played Sunday. Every other divisional round one seed, or one seed going into the second round off the bye since 19, it happened once also in 19, has played on Saturday.
Right, because the short week doesn't matter to them. They've been off for a week anyway.
Yeah. Now, if Houston wins, or even if it's Pittsburgh, I doubt they go to Denver on Saturday, though. I would think that that would change.
Right.
Having played Monday night. Maybe it's been in the NFC. I should check this, too, because they've had that Monday night game has always been an NFC game. Maybe there was one upset each year that
caused them to not have the Saturday one seed. Yeah.
They didn't have that issue, maybe.
Right.
I'm not sure of that, but because Monday to Saturday is tough.
Yeah,
in the playoffs.
I'd be really surprised if the NFL did that to a team.
Me too.
Even with all the schedule imperfections there are, this is within their control to not have it be that way, and I don't think you want to do that to a team this late in the season.
Here's Patrick next. Hello, Patrick.
Hey guys, I wanted to call in to comment on your point earlier about sort of the relative importance of this game. I've been sort of musing lately a lot on the tension that I perceive to exist between, I guess, how Bills fans are relating to the team right now and the vibe I sort of get from the Bills themselves, which is we sort of have this binary expectation now where it's, you know, Super Bowl of the season was a disappointment. And sometimes the messaging, whether, you know, covert or obvious coming from the organization, is like, hey, we're winning 12 games a year. McDermott's not going anywhere. Bean's probably not going anywhere. This is a great team. We just got to keep at it. And so going back to your comment from earlier about, like, well, if we lose this game, it's a catastrophe. If we win, it's just kind of par for the course. I do generally agree with that, but I think in this case, it is important that we at least win this game, because what have we been saying during the Allen era? It's like, well, Allen's great. We're doing great, but we've got a Mahomes and Reed problem. What can you do? They're all-time great. Mm-hmm. Then it was like, well, we've kind of got this Burrow and Bengals problem. We're not a great matchup for them. And then, you know, earlier this year when it looked like, hey, maybe we're going to have to go to Houston and play the Texans in the playoffs, it's like, oof, that's one place I don't want to go. At some point, okay, so now the Jaguars.
You got to play somebody, right?
Yeah, exactly. So right. So I guess if you're kind of, you know, reaching this conclusion where we just have a good team problem, you know, and then you lose to this team that, you know, they've had a nice win streak. They're fine, but they're not a historic team. You lose to them, and then we're supposed to just run it back with the same front office and the same coach next year. I think that would be, you know, even by our sort of relationship, this binary relationship with the Bills, it would be a little too much to bear going into next season. So just wanted to get your guys' thought on that. Thanks.
Fair enough. I am nodding throughout.
Yep.
That's my thought on it. I'm nodding throughout.
I don't have to... I'm not sure I'm right about this, but I feel my sense is that something would change. And I don't know. I don't want to say for sure that I think it'd be one or the other. But I feel like there is more pointing to Bean than there has been any other year. Mostly these years go by, and at this time of the year, we don't ever talk about Bean. Right? I mean, I think he's just not, he's not doing news conferences. Once the trade deadline comes and goes, like, he's done. I mean, he's still looking to add guys, and they're making practice squad acquisitions, and I'm sure he's involved in the, you know, trying out kickers and all this stuff. But normally, we're not thinking about him, therefore we're not talking about him. It's all about McDermott and his defense, and is he going to let you down again, and, you know, whatever it is. But the way this year has unfolded, and in no small part because Bean sort of he threw himself in the safety orange clothes, so we can see him in the forest now. Even though we're not thinking about him, we can see him. He's there. He put himself out there, and a lot of fans love the bravado of what he did and how he handled himself then. But he kind of made himself a target if it didn't go the way he was purporting that it would. Like, look at last year. We did it. 30 points a game. And, you know, you tell me I got a problem with my receiver group? And the way the year's unfolded demonstrates, I think, the rest of the national media has sort of caught on. Like, oh, yeah. They really don't have.
Oh my gosh!
They really don't have receivers, do they?
Not only has the national media caught on, but I keep hearing about that conversation, if that's the word, that argument, on our station all the time. Like, it locally mostly, but not always. Like, yeah. I often hear references to it. So not only is the subject kind of on the table, to say the least, here, like you're saying, but I think even his attitude about it made it, well, you know, it's that much more indelible, right? It's that much more controversial or interesting because he so, you know, angrily defended his choices. So I think it's at least what you're saying.
Right. So if there's failure here, they're not, I don't think there's going to be not a lot of, you know, just keep knocking on the door if you lose in the wild card round to Jacksonville, or anybody for that matter. It could be the Chiefs even, but it's the wild card round. You lose in the wild card round, take it easy with the knocking on the door talk, okay? Because you didn't even get to the door, right? You've gotten to the door twice.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And haven't come through. I can take some of that. I think this year, if it falls short, way short, like with a loss this Sunday, I wouldn't be surprised that hard questions are asked internally. Like, what did we do wrong? What happened? And that's where Bean, I think, has the, is misfortune the worth of, like, he painted himself into a spot where I think a lot of people in that room might go, how come we didn't get Jacoby Myers? What happened with Jalen Waddle? Why didn't you want to give up a 26 first round pick instead of a 27? Like, what are we doing here exactly? And I just think if they are going to take someone out back, if it falls apart, I feel like the target's on him.
Could also happen a different way. Here we are again. What if they lose? It could also happen a different way, which is one of the two of them or the two of them mutually, somebody needs a different partner. Mm-hmm. Like you've talked about detecting sort of these maybe hints from McDermott about his dissatisfaction with some of the build. And so, doesn't matter. I mean, these guys get fired. They've got families. Their kids are in school. They're entrenched. It still happens,
Right.
It's just the longer it goes. We just had the Ravens, though. The longer it goes, the harder it is to, I think, see it because of the success they're still having. I mean, even this year, mm-hmm. Their problem this year is New England. And to Patrick's call, he didn't mention the Patriots, but this year they were too good. Right. So now you're going on the road and everything like that. They're sort of belong in the conversation there. Because he's still, 12-5,
right.
But we'll see what happens in the game.
And, not for nothing, the game they lost to them, the guy they decided they didn't need anymore killed them.
Diggs.
The optics are not great there. I don't know what's going to happen, and I want to stop talking like this because it's one of these moments where I'm feeling very self-conscious about the, if they lose thing. But just to say it, I recognize as much as I have defended McDermott over the last few years, you don't get to just go on forever. Like, at some point, someone has to raise their hand and say, do we need to do something different? Something. Maybe not everything, right? I don't think wrecking ball, blowing it all up, getting a whole new front office is called for. But they may want to change something about their approach if it doesn't work again.
Look for your calls again after a short break. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.